Ranchers in California don't always agree with environmentalists on how to fight climate change. Capital Public Radio's Ezra David Romero reports on a partnership between a popular outdoor brand and a Northern California ranching family that's both green-friendly and profitable.
Lonnie Estelle's family ranches on thousands of acres in Modoc County on the border of Nevada and California. We're in a field surrounded by sheep looking out on a place called Surprise Valley.
Right now they're just eating and living life, just happy.
It's a beautiful, almost forgotten place where the West still lives. That's the county's motto. Very few industries besides agriculture exist here.
There's a lot that goes into this. It's really hard to run a business this size.
That struggle got a little easier around 4 years ago when she got a call from a woman named Rebecca Burgess with a regional textile group called Fibershed. Burgess asked her to ranch in a way that would benefit the environment, but that would also preserve her lifestyle.
To be able to do that, they needed an economy to be stable enough to retain their way of life.
It took a bit of arm twisting for the family to get on board because of previous encounters with environmentalists.
Ranchers have been threatened constantly by the environmental community, so we had to kind of open up our minds a little bit to accept what was being offered as a genuine offer.
They finally accepted. This meant they could establish an environmentally friendly farm plan with grant money. It was a new thing because very few people ranch in a sustainable way in Modoc County. Lonnie even says she gets questions from ranchers who don't believe in climate change. She responds by saying,
"So you don't believe in global warming and climate change? Okay. What about your riparian zones? What about your soil that is now full of worms and producing more grass than it did before?"
But her Operation Bear Ranch couldn't become an environmentally friendly farm on its own. With Fibershed's help, the family created a carbon farm plan.
Climate-friendly farming, I would say, is just being aware of the soil.
Lonnie's talking about farm practices that take carbon out of the air and suck it into the ground. Too much carbon in the air is a bad thing, but in soil, it's a plus. Today, the family has help in the form of grants from the Natural Resources Conservation Service. And there are now 5 carbon farming practices in play on the ranch. Perhaps the most visible is composting.
I brought my shovel. It's pretty good stuff. Still got some wood chips, but the manure's all decomposed down.
Now her ranch takes the equivalent of 850 cars worth of carbon dioxide out of the air and into the ground. The popular outdoor brand, the North Face, got wind of this and offered to further help the ranch with grants. The end result? A climate-friendly beanie using wool from the ranch.
It's unbelievably soft. It's unbelievably warm.
James Rogers is director of sustainability for the company. He says this year the brand is expanding the line to a scarf and jacket using Lonnie's wool.
You're trying to reduce the negative impact of a product. And that's what got us so excited about this initiative.
We're at Warner Mountain Weavers in the town of Cedarville. That sound is a woman weaving a rug. This is where Lonnie and her friends sell and create products.
And to our right, you'll see the Lonnie's Lana Corner.
For Lonnie, this partnership that all started with a cold call has given her a second chance at life. The volume of wool the North Face buys allows her to get into larger mills at wholesale rates. She hopes the partnership opens the door for other ranchers in Modoc County.
I definitely feel blessed. It's taking what's in your storehouse and making that a plus. I think that this area has the potential to be a small manufacturing area because the cost of living is less.
She's already developed a second line called Community Supported Cloth, sold in 3 stores. She wants to get that number up to 9. Ezra David Romero, Capital Public Radio News.